Joe Wald from that entity is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Joe, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Is there a vendetta against food banks here in the mid-Michigan area?
I don't think so. I would hope not.
Well, tell me, just for the clarification, what is your relationship with the mid-Michigan area food bank?
We are good friends. We collaborate a lot. We work as closely as we possibly can to make sure people have food.
But are you two separate entities, or do you swap food back and forth
We have we are two separate entities, but we swap food back and forth. So there's really close collaborative operations between the two. They are a warehousing operation, and they distribute. We help to fund and support, and also do some distribution. So, but we coordinate very carefully. We are constantly talking and working together. Unfortunately, as you identified, this summer, it's been a tough summer from a vandalism standpoint for food banks in this community.
Tell me about the vehicle. Is it hampering your efforts to get food out? Where is it now? Has it been repaired?
It's going to be repaired today.
Okay.
And the good news is, once again, our great community has stepped forth. Got a couple calls yesterday. Al Higgins from Century Glass called, and they're coming out at no cost to us to replace that that windshield today. And it's that kind of community. People really care, and they step forth. So it has hampered some of our operations. This vehicle in particular we use for our garden project. It goes around, and it moves materials and people back and forth to help support the gardens in this community that grow healthy fruits and vegetables for people. But we've still been able to keep things operating. It's just unfortunate that we've got to divert our attention,
Joe, how many people does the Greater Lansing Food Bank service?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. It's tens of thousands of people in this community.
And that's each year?
Each year, okay. Yep. And half of those people are children. I've seen all kinds of numbers. Unfortunately, the numbers are increasing. The Ingham County Health Department published a study earlier this summer that there's been a 14 or 15% increase in need in this community. So, for a time we were reading that the economy is getting better, but even though, Wall Street said it was getting better, people are still having a rough time.
Now, the Greater Lansing Food Bank takes care or focuses on Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties, correct?
That is correct.
Well,
yes.
How do I know whether to give to the Mid-Michigan Area Food Bank or the Greater Lansing Food Bank, or do I just have to rotate it?
Well, I'll tell you what. They're two great organizations, and, we are actually, for years we've been talking about how we can work more closely together, because I think that's what the community wants. And I am confident that before you know it, we will find new and better ways for the two organizations to work even more closely
together. So you're talking about a merger?
Well, it's hard to say at this point, but, more news to follow. But I tell you, we've been talking for a long time. We want to do what's right for this community.
Right.
And as you've said, community doesn't want to choose between food banks. So I don't think you can go wrong in supporting either organization. We focus on the Tri-County area. Mid-Michigan Food Bank, which is affiliated with the American Red Cross, focuses on a 7-county area. But again, and I'm biased, but I think we both do a great job.
Well, Joe, that's kind of newsy, the thought of a collaboration, a merger.
Well, I'll tell you what, collaboration, it's been discussed for a number of years. And community leaders, again, they want an efficient operation in this community. But I think that whether we are one organization or two organizations, trust me when I tell you that we do a lot of work together in the common good for the community.
All right, Joe Wald. Wald is with the Greater Lansing Food Bank. If people want to help, how do they do that, Joe?
They can certainly contact us here at the food bank, they can either go to www.greaterlansingfoodbank.org or call us 853-7800.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks so very much.